Time. Time is one of my favorite topics. I like to say that time is not real. Not the normal time that people live. And the Course in Miracles suggests that one of the major miracles is the miracle that suddenly creates time. Some kind of thing like that. Glenn just came back from the Kiva ceremonies, from Yahama, and there were some, his mind has some thoughts on time now. What are these thoughts? Share a thought.
That's time, yes. I'm speechless, really. The all-inclusiveness of the moment, we talked earlier about knowing. That's the quality of no time. I don't think we should get into, well, talking about space. No time, no space.
In some Western traditions, it is, and Eastern traditions, people may say things like, the spirit is not in space or time. It resides in a dimension without time, without space. Location is of no issue. Time is of no issue.
I was, in a sense, reminded. I think part of our journey is to remember. But last year, I was reminded by Lakota woman, medicine woman, that their concept is similar to what we're talking about. That the future and the past are all inclusive in this moment. This no time, this time.
When we practice mindfulness and walk very, very slowly, touching our feet to the ground very, very slowly, I notice that there's a sense in which time seems to become different. And suddenly, there is more time.
Exactly.
It has a peaceful aspect to it often. That's my experience. One of the qualities of it. Fear has dropped. I guess now we're speaking about basics again. Our choosing fear or no fear or love in each moment.
That moment that suddenly happens to us when we become truly present to the moment is not in time itself. It's like a little taste of the eternal, everlasting life. I think the Course refers to that as the holy instant. What is the holy instant?
Well, let's see, what was going through my mind, a gift or a talent for, I think it really enhances our talents, or it brings in the talent of, for example, in music, to be creative, to be not worried if you make a mistake. And to me, this is such a boon in music making, and particularly playing music with other people.
Ah, not worried. Not making a mistake, no judgment. Sounds like a good way to live, too. Just keep on playing. Moment to moment to moment, playing. Like a jazz. Life is like jazz. It's a progression with variations.
Oh, I like that. Abstractness, perhaps. I want to introduce that for some reason. I seem to feel that my mind operates very abstractly. That's not well, not always accepted in this time and culture. But the moment, I think, is the innocence of it, not childishness. We need to be aware of our childishness and go for the childlike, the innocence, playfulness, as you were saying, Amer.
Ah, what joy.